The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mitachan on a daily basis for the present. Shalom Uvracha. We have been talking about Mitachan and interactions with people. Yesterday we were talking about interactions when something either tova for them or to work together with them. To realize that the primary one that you need in every interaction, every relationship, every deal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one that makes it happen. There's a pasuk that Hashem is noisim lecha koyach lasa yischoyel. Hashem gives you the ability to make your wealth or your needs. And the Targum translates as Hashem gives you the eitzah to make the money you need to make. This is a chiddush. We think that we come up with ideas and Hashem helps us along. And it says even more than that. The mere fact we make a decision, sometimes Hashem puts in our mind a certain decision because He wants us to make that deal. And sometimes He puts in our mind the opposite decision because He doesn't want us to make the other deal. Not 100% even. Kamavan, we have bechira, we have free will to make decisions. But sometimes that's referring to doing a mitzvah, doing a veira. But sometimes Hashem can guide us and does guide us to make a certain decision because He wants us to have a certain result. There's another point which is very intrinsic in bitachon and bechlal living one's life. There's a Gemara that says that the original tzaddikim were such a madrega of emunah bitachon that if they have what to eat today, they wouldn't think about what they have to eat tomorrow. They mamish live from day to day. That's really the highest level. The second I have enough for today, I'm finished. And what's going to be tomorrow? We'll start for tomorrow. Come on, in today's society, it's not possible. But there is something about that which is important for us. There's so many people today that are suffering their whole lives with different forms of anxiety and concerns. And it's all based about what's going to be 10 years from now, 20 years from now, what's going to be with my health, with my panosa, with my children, with this, what's going to be with the world. We get caught up very much with the future. Now, a person does have to do things in a way that he's planning for the future. But there's a difference between setting yourself up as best as possible to plan for the future and having your mind being preoccupied with the future. Completely different things. The Haino. If I set up myself for the panosa, so I want a type of panosa which I could work for the next 60 years, let's say. Not a panosa that I can only work for 5 years and it won't. Come on, we never know what Hashem is going to decide. Sometimes you plan for 60 years and it fizzles out. Sometimes for 5 years and it lasts. But it's legitimate to look for the type of panosa that will have potential long-term mahalach to be mefamish you. With the chinuch of your children, a certain mahalach and chinuch for your children that also will last with them as they grow up and as they go onward. So health issues, set yourself up also, doing things in a fashion that are matim for your health for long term. That's all part of how you set yourself up. But you have to be mechalik between how you set yourself up and where your mind is. Because the people that, okay, I set myself a panosa, which seems a good panosa long term, but that constantly think about what's going to be tomorrow and how it's going to work out. I'm going to have enough. I'm going to have enough for this need and the other need and to marry my children and everything else. The fact that a mind is constantly involved in what's going to be and what's going to happen, what could happen, is a very unhealthy thing. And it's a very anti-bitachon mind frame. The bitachon mind frame is, like I said,
Kol HaLashon.
I do the right mahalach. I pick mahalach that makes sense. And they have a future to them. Once I do that, then every day I try to make the best of that day. If I'm working well, and I go to Hashem, and my tefillah, I try to daven as best as I can, to be kodeshim l'toyer, to make sure I do it. The concept of living yoyim yoyim is a very important concept in Avodas Hashem. There's many psukim about it. It says in Vavotzion, Hashem, yoyim yoyim yamu slonu, l'keyach v'sela, which means that every day Hashem fills us up with what we need for that day. Hashem doesn't have to give me today for the next 100 years. But every day He gives me my needs. He said, Avodas Hashem, it says, Yom Yom Yidrishu. Every day, Hashem, we can set ourselves in a fashion that I'm Avodas Hashem. I want to make part of my day Avodas Hashem on a daily basis. If we break it up to the day by day, then Hanavi will have it. If mispar yomecha amale al fill up your days, every day will be a day that has meaning, taken advantage of, productive as much as we can. But if not, we're always caught up, what's going to be and what's going to happen? We're basically spending so much energy and time in that we don't leave ourselves, or we don't even focus for ourselves on how much we can take advantage of that day and how much we're wasting with these type of thoughts. Even our tefillah, for example. So I think, okay, shachris now. Let me just try to focus on it. I have my bakoshes for today, for myself and for Klal Yisrael. I'm starting off the day. Hashem should give me, and Klal Yisrael, all of us, the das, to make the right decisions, to be mekarev me, to zavoida, for today's needs. If I need refuah, I know Klal Yisrael, members of Klal Yisrael refuah. I'm focusing on what the needs are now. Even the Kabbalah Shreif and Gadol, the state of the world now, we need the Yeshua, we need keep the bullies. But I'm involved in what I need now. And I'm waiting, I thank Hashem for what I have now. I'm able to focus, I have so much now. But I'm so preoccupied with what's going to be, so my mind is always floating away from the conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because I'm not living today, I'm living what's going to be, and when I come to Moedim B'chalal, how can I thank Hashem for anything? Who knows what's going to be? Maybe what I have now won't last, and what's going to happen tomorrow? Instead of focusing on, one thing, I'm living with today. I want to make today the most successful day, and I have my needs for today. I want to interact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu for today's needs, both in the Bakosha, the request, and also in the Hidon, thanking Hashem. And we look at it that way, we can live with such a wonderful feeling of Baruch Hashem. Today I do have everything I need. I have enough health to go through. I have enough panosim to go through. What's going to be? Okay. Let me focus on today. With that, I have that feeling of fulfillment. It gives me emotional strength. It gives me the right amount of ruach to do things in proper fashion. So that's what we think today. That's part of Avodas HaBitochen is that we live by the day. Yes, we do plan ourselves in a way that we have a mahalik that could work for the future. We don't just close our eyes and make believe everything's going to work out. But once we have a mahalik, and that's already not no gear today, we're not going to change the mahalik of our panosa today, and we're not going to change the mahalik of something else today. Now I take advantage of the day. I realize it's an opportunity. I have this 24 hours. Use it the best possible fashion, together with that recognition that, Baruch Hashem, I am able to use it. I have what to use. And that, in Yitzhak Hashem, will give us the ability to take advantage of every day, fill up every day with the maximum amount of Avodas Hashem and goodness. And Yitzhak Hashem will also be Yom Yom Yamas Lono. He will fill us up with His goodness every day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.